Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge Radio Show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, this is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. So glad to be back with you for this edition of CEO Talk. And I just was journaling. I had to come in and share these thoughts with you because I believe this is a problem that a lot of CEOs face. Actually, it's more of a personal problem that finds its way into our mindset and thought processes as we conduct our business. Have you ever heard someone tell you that you should be happy that dot, dot, dot? Now, you can fill in those dots with whatever your situation is. But today, I just want to share some quick thoughts with you about the fact that although you're happy about something, that should not replace the need for progression or the need for improvement. Now, some of you are listening the first time, or some of you may follow me and know me personally, but I have this interesting journey with weight loss, an interesting battle with weight loss, I should say. I was always the fat kid. I tell people the last time I was thin was when I was born. I was about 6 pounds, I think 9 ounces, 10 ounces, and that number has steadily gone up from there for the majority of my life. And I had this interesting journey where at the highest I was close to 600 pounds. And I say close because of the fact that at that time, the doctor scales and even for the bariatric centers near me only went to 550. So they could definitely tell me that I was above 550, but they could not tell me how much. Right now, you know, I look at it and I say, coming from that, looking at the numbers on the scale, I have lost close to 300 pounds. So knowing those numbers, you know that I am not at goal weight by a long shot. But I feel that physically, I'm probably the strongest I've ever been in my life. You know, I look at how my health is improving. My mobility has improved and reversed itself. I'm very happy. However, there's this belief sometimes, and a lot of times our family and those we know encourage it, will just say, well, you know, you should be really happy that. But being really happy over your improvement, being very happy over your progress doesn't mean you should stop. And sometimes this is a sabotaging belief. It's a trick of the mind that we often need to battle, not just personally, but professionally. Sometimes these types of mindsets are limiting us, what's holding us back from success. So I wanted to use that example and another one as the landscape for what I want to encourage you to do today as an entrepreneur to up-level your business. You know, I look at now, there's a particular procedure I'm looking at, and of course, doesn't matter how much I've worked out in the gym, doesn't matter my healthy diet now, you cannot lose the equivalent of a minimum of 2 people or 2.5 normal-sized people and think your body is going to snap back. So you lose a lot of fat, you know, you have loose skin, you have different areas of your body, and it's one of the things when you're one of those higher weights, you know, along the journey. There are certain things that you can live with, but there are certain things for medical and personal reasons you're going to have surgically altered. So I made that decision for one part, and, you know, I start laughing because I said, you know, you battle back and forth whether I should do this, you know, based on your environment. Some people may say, well, that's just vanity. That's just this. You should be perfectly healthy. You know, you're perfectly healthy. You should be happy with the life you have. But then I started to think about it. There's nothing wrong with being thankful for the fact that you have great health, especially if you've been to the place where your health has been poor or not as good as it is now, and you've made positive changes, and you've done what's necessary to turn your health around, and you've seen major improvement, you absolutely should be grateful for that. But that doesn't mean you stop. There's not one and done. You want to continue to push the envelope. If you're like a marathon runner or you went from a person that was a couch potato and you're working out in the gym, you know, at first, that first 5, 10 minutes may feel like it's going to kill you. And you'll learn if you keep with it, if you keep steadfast, and you keep challenging yourself. The 10 minutes that seemed like it would kill you, now it's an hour. Now it's hours. The food and nutrition choices that you're like, oh, I can never eat like that. I can never give this up. I just love this and love this. You find yourself in a different playing field where those things are things you don't even want anymore. You don't indulge in because you have a goal. How is that working in your business? Do you have people that are telling you, oh, well, you know, you may not be where you want to be financially, might not be millionaire yet, but you should just be happy that you have a business. You should be happy that in a pandemic you still exist. You should be happy that, you know, in my case, being self-employed, you should be happy that you work for yourself. But here's the thing, CEO or entrepreneur, don't let your happy cause you to rest in being soft-footed, being too complacent, not challenging yourself to keep moving and making progression, because today's success is not tomorrow's success. One thing about success, and this is why so many small business owners fold, I believe it's one of the reasons, it's why so many entrepreneurs never reach the level they want to be at, because they get comfortable. We have seen multi-million dollar companies that no longer exist and have had competitors who were not even in the playing field, who were not even a major source of competition, and at the time they launched were laughable, surpass them, and then turn and make them have to go bankrupt. So I'm going to go back to that personal example. I was looking at what, you know, I'm going to the doctor for and saying, well, you know, maybe you should just be happy with the way your body looks in that area now. I mean, granted, it's not what you desire. Granted, it's not the way you looked before, but you're healthy. So are you really going to do this and, you know, risk your life? Because let's be honest, you know, you have a hangnail and go surgically have that repaired, it could die from it. There's always a chance when you're doing anything surgical, whether it's medically necessary or not. But here's the thing I had to talk to myself and realize that's a limiting belief. And it's the same way I had to talk to myself when it comes to my business and the projection of success. It's not that you're not happy. It's not that you're not thankful. But it's the part that you look at something and you desire a change. You desire an improvement. You have a picture of what is ideal to you at present and you want to work towards it. Why is that something that we believe if we want to do it, if we want to challenge ourselves, if we want to strive towards that goal of what we say pleases us or what we desire, that means that we're not happy. That means that we're not thankful. That means we are not grateful. I want to challenge you today in this episode of CEO Talk to understand that wanting more, knowing you're capable of more, but just beginning with that first step of desiring more, having a vision and something that challenges you that you want to work towards. Right now, if anyone has ever told you or you've even told yourself and held on to that belief that to want change, to want more, is not to be grateful and thankful for what you have, get rid of it. Why? Because it's total nonsense. Other people will always look at your life and be a critic. Other people can look at me right now and look at my body and be a critic. But those other people weren't there when I was pressing 600 pounds. They weren't there to see that version of me. And some that were soon forget. So, you know, when you're that size, of course they would say certain things. And as you decrease that size, they're cheering you on. But you'll notice, if they continue to stick with you, they will continue to be critical. There's, well, you know, you could lose some more. Well, you know, this is kind of flabby. Well, you know, this is still big. There's always going to be critics, but make sure that your biggest critic is not you. Challenge yourself. Understand that if you are a millionaire, you've come to that small percentage of business owners where you have hit that million-dollar dream or you're very close to it. There's nothing wrong with you saying that you want to be a billionaire, a trillionaire, and that doesn't mean you're not grateful for what you have. It means that you want to continue to challenge yourself. It means that you know there's a higher level that you can perform at. And people that are critics, people that are scared of your success, people that are envious because maybe they wanted the same thing but just wasn't willing to do the work. Maybe they weren't willing to take the risk. Or maybe they had other people that gave them those limiting beliefs that they embraced and held on to, tricked them out of taking the risk and performing at their best. Because that's what entrepreneurship is. It is risk involved. I don't care what part you strategize, calculate, plan out, backup plans. You have 12 different plans for what you're going to do. There are risks involved, and nothing is guaranteed. I had a family member that died last week, and one of my takeaways from that was life isn't guaranteed. You know, we get up in the morning, a lot of us, and we thank God for another day, but the truth is you really can't say you have another day. You now have a portion of the day in which you woke up at or woke up in, but you don't even know if you'll live throughout the rest of that day. So one of my thing is, you know, although I'm sad, although I'm grieving, today is the memorial. The fact is that I am blessed because I am alive for a portion, at least, of a brand new day. So who am I to play it small? Who am I to not continue to challenge myself in various areas, including my business, to up-level and thrive and go to the next level? You know, everything seems like it's impossible until it's done. So I encourage you at this CEO talk to go for the things that seem impossible to you. Allow there to be crevice. It's okay. Because God didn't give them the vision. He gave it to you. And those things that stretch you are the things that challenge you that will change you. If there's no challenge, there's no change. You can go to the gym and do an awesome workout, but you'll find if you just continue with the same workout, same routine, same everything, your muscles get used to that. Your body gets used to that. And pretty soon, you don't see results. You don't feel results. Oh, but if you take that same amount of time, sometimes even decreasing your time with new moves or heavier weights or a different sequence that challenges those same muscles, you'll see different results in your body, although you're spending the same time and sometimes less. It's just in how you challenge your body. You can sharpen your thinking abilities and exercises you use to challenge your mind, and you can grow your business by leaps and bounds with the things you do to challenge yourself and in your industry, disrupt that industry. How are you doing that? Or are you allowing limiting beliefs and sabotaging thoughts to tell you you should just be happy that, dot, 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 and don't challenge yourself to go beyond there? I hope it's not the latter, because if so, we have historical evidence of all the businesses and major big brands and corporations that did just that and watched their number one spot that no one thought anyone could take from them slowly dwindle, and they evaporate in the background, no longer even a memory. My friends, let that not be you. Now, thank you for joining us for this episode of CEO Talk. And, of course, I encourage you to listen to the replays of some of the other episodes as well as the podcast itself for the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and give you tips and strategies on how to release the weight of them all. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.